Daily Ontario COVID-19 updates will cease for village media sites as of today. Our coverage will be moving to a weekly roundup format. To read the daily summaries from Ontario Health directly, visit their website here. There are 1,248 COVID-positive patients currently hospitalized in Ontario, including 163 COVID patients in intensive care units. The provincial update included 14 more deaths that all occurred within the last 30 days. Since April 14, 372 people in Ontario have died because of COVID, with between 4 and 21 deaths per day. COVID-19 has been the cause of, or a factor in, the death of 13,099 people in Ontario since March 2020, according to the province's daily reporting. The daily update included 1,692 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,290,249 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,259,578 cases recovered or resolved. The May 18 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations of the 1,248 people hospitalized with COVID, 38% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 62% were admitted for other reasons, but test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients, not in the ICU, are 142 unvaccinated people, 47 people with one dose of COVID vaccine, and 812 people with two or more doses of COVID-19 vaccine. 163 patients are in intensive care units with COVID-related illnesses, including 76 patients on ventilators. Among the ICU patients are 26 unvaccinated patients, 11 people with one dose of a COVID vaccine, and 69 people with two or more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.3 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 12,233 tests, resulting in a 10.3% positivity. Northern Ontario. In the north, there are 144 hospitalizations, which is the same as yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 11 people in ICU with the virus, down from 15 yesterday, and 2 people on ventilators, down from 4 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 8,368 cases, 157 known active cases and 21 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,854 cases, 80 known active cases and 13 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,182 cases and 2 hospitalizations. The health unit is no longer reporting active cases. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 15,579 cases, 198 known active cases and 33 hospitalizations. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,004 cases, 37 known active cases, and 3 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 8,328 cases and 132 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. The health unit updates weekly on Wednesdays. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 91% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 12,175 cases, 300 known active cases and 43 hospitalizations, with 5 people in ICU. The health unit updates data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 90% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.